The second part will look amazingly similar question based on that family tree. This is what we call in the trade a gift. I might even give you the names, and you simply have to arrange them correctly. If I do so, it will be graded heartlessly, because it is a gift. Part three, I don't like matchings particularly, but in this particular work, there's so much trivia that's kind of fun. So there'll be a 27 matching deal. Obscure helps. In an advanced German course one time, there was a dog's name that was really actually important for the plot. It was a short novel, a novella, called The Blonde Egbert, the story of Blonde Egbert. And in there, there was a dog that was very important because the fact that somebody remembered this dog's name that the female protagonist could never remember, and the dog's name was Stromian, was crucial for the whole plot development because it provided a turn in the plot. She went nuts and, you know, all this stuff happened. And so I put the dog's name on the test, and a bunch of people complained. They said, how? You know, I said, well, you know, it's important. So then it became a joke for the next several years. Whenever I had any of those students in a class, if there was ever a dog's name in any work, it always became an ID on a test. These are all ones you will probably know, and it's a nice clean matching. As I might have said before, you don't use one thing four times and something else not at all. Everything's used once.